A B&B creative production. Left on Dead. SMS.
I'm just getting sick and tired of this. It's the same thing every single time.
Look, man, if you can't handle it, go somewhere else. You know you're not the only option I have, right?
Ted, I'm not just going to sit back and tolerate your Chicago-style pizza slander.
Look, Nick, it's fine, man. All I'm saying is, would it kill you once a month to have a thin crust?
Whatever, let's just go. I'm starving. Wait, hold on a second. I just got a text. Oh, it's just a wrong number. Sorry, you have the wrong...
Wait, what are you doing, man?
Huh?
Don't tell him it's a wrong number. Have some fun with it. Play along.
What do you mean?
You know, like pretend to be a person that he's trying to text. Be vague enough to where he doesn't have to catch on, but keep him going. Then say something absurd to see how he reacts.
Oh, man, nobody has time for anything like that. I'll just tell him it's a wrong number.
That's your problem. You never have a good time, man. Just sit around and...
All right, fine. I'll play along for a few minutes. Hey, long time no talk. How have you been? Says, things are great. How's the old lady?
Keep going, man. This will be so much fun.
Same old, nagging as always.
All right, man, let's go. I'm getting hungry.
Good deal. I'll tell you what, let's meet in the middle. How about we go out and get some?
All right, it's filling. I'll at least give that part to you.
Right? You'll come around. It is the best.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's work been?
Same old, man. Paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. Now that this pandemic's over, things are pretty simple.
I bet.
Well, what about you?
It's been all right. I mean, most of the time I get to help people, chase their dreams, getting a loan for a new business, take on new challenges. Sometimes I have to crush their dreams. I had a guy who started a new business a couple years ago, and after a few months of not making payments, I had to go and shut him down.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, I had to go with the cops to make sure that he got out of his barbershop, took everything with him. He looked so defeated, but there wasn't anything I can do about it. It's hands down the worst part of my job. That was a few months back, but it's still weighing on me.
I bet, man. So you?
Here we go again. It says, I can't believe how we used to run around. Those were crazy times, huh, Ricky? Ricky's not my name.
I bet you have Ricky's old phone number. Just tell him something like, yeah, they were so wild, I don't even remember them.
All right. Right? Times were so wild back then, I don't know how you remember any of that.
Dude, this guy's buying it hook, line, and sinker.
I don't know, but you're right. This is kind of fun. He says, it was a blast. I really miss those days. Being grown up isn't much fun. No kidding. I work every day at a construction site, and it's breaking my back.
Well, I want an update tomorrow. I've got to head back to the office, so same time next week.
You know what? I may even try some of that crappy thin crust you keep talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
What a day. Here's another one. You don't remember me, do you? Of course I do. I just lost your contact in my phone.
I get it. It had been a while. I'm Apollo.
Okay, now I have a name. Oh yeah, I remember now. What's new in your life?
Not a ton. Started a new job a few months ago at a software company. Just trying to get by. You?
Still working at the same place. Trying to save up for a good vacation soon. Looking forward to go to, Hawaii.
For real, that's awesome. I don't get to travel very often.
Oh yeah? Why not?
It's a long story. Restraining orders and stuff.
Yeesh, surely he's kidding. Whatever, man. I know better. You just not like to travel?
Of course I do. The funds aren't always available, though. You know what I mean.
Absolutely. No matter how much money you make, it seems like it's never enough.
Oh, yeah. That's actually why I was reaching out to you.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
I think I saw you at your office a week or so ago.
That's cool. What was I doing? You should have stopped by and said hello.
You were just doing your thing at the bank. I didn't want to bother you.
What the? How does he know I work at a bank? I said I worked at a construction site. Nice. How did you know which branch I worked at?
Aw, man, I know a lot about you.
LOL, what do you mean by that?
Come on, you know what I mean. I know you work at the Main Street branch of People's Bank. I know you drive a blue Camry. You live on Cardinal Drive. Things like that.
Crap. What's going on here? Look, man, I'm not who you think I am. My name isn't Ricky. You texted the wrong number earlier today, and I've just been messing around.
That's kind of the problem, actually. You don't know who you have really been messing with, Nick.
How do you know who I am? Who is this, and what do you want from me?
Oh, Nick, there is something I want from you, and I'll get to that later. In the meantime, you have a lot of work to do.
This has been a B&B Creative Production. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.